Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Arellano, their friends and family, and all our friends and family worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Clearly, if you want this year to be your best year ever, this is a show you do not want to miss. It's all about healing yourself. All healing is self-healing. Today, health guru Beverly Nadler continues to share simple, beneficial ways to put and keep your body and brain in a self-healing mode to recover from health challenges and maintain excellent health. We did part one last week, April 27, in our archives, so you want to hear that show as well. These are clear and fascinating explanations that will no doubt
inspire and motivate you to make important changes that can transform your health and lead to greater happiness. I know one thing that always leads me to greater happiness, and that is having Beverly Nadler as our very special guest. Here's to your health Thursday, and here's to my friend and yours, the one, the only, the awesome author, poet, friend, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, thank you, Joyce, for that wonderful introduction. I'm always excited to hear what you have to say about me because it uplifts me for the entire day. Thursday is also one of my very favorite days because I get to share the things that are so important to my heart and that I believe are very helpful to many people. And that's what both of us really are about, being able to share things that make life better, not only for us, but for everyone who's listening. So, again,
I just want to say that since day one, Beverly Nadler has been with me with the show, Joyce Barry and Friends, since day one, going on 8 years, and the introductions are always different for her. I never run out of words to say about Beverly. She is such an amazing, gifted person that I feel blessed and humbled to say that she is my dear, dear friend of decades, where we both learn what it has to have unconditional love no matter what.
How beautiful and so true for me. So, again, thank you for that, and thank you so much for being in my life and having me on your show week after week for, what is it, 8 years? My how time flies.
Almost 8 years. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Here's to the next 8.
Right. How about the next 80? Okay. Let's get on and let's tell people more of the things that they can do to take care of themselves that are really simple things. You know, last week we gave you the World Health Organization definition of health from 1958, and it's just as applicable today. And they were very clear that it's not just about the absence of disease. I also told you that your body literally renews every cell within a year. And you must wonder why, if all our cells are new, how come we still have the same illnesses that we had a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Why is that? And the reason, folks, is that unless you do something different to create different cells, the cells of your body will replicate themselves exactly as the last cells were. So if a cell was sick, it will just replicate itself to be sick. Another sick cell will just take its place. So it's up to you. You have the responsibility to literally change the cells of your body and regrow new healthy cells. That's what life is, well, that's partially what life is about, because if you don't have health, you know, lots of other things don't mean very much. Health is very, very important. And last week I gave you some of the main things, the major things that are essential to good health. You've got to have, first of all, air. You have to breathe. And I gave you some simple breathing exercise. You must have water. And even Joyce confirmed how important it is to avoid dehydration, that every health professional she goes to tells her the same thing. You must have enough water. We talked about nutrition, what to eat and what not to eat, and especially to free yourself from the habit of sugar, excess sugar, and the importance of taking nutritional supplements. We talked about exercise, how necessary it is for your body and for your brain. And finally, we talked about sleep, how necessary sleep is for your body and your brain. We also refer to Einstein's formula, E equals mc squared, which means that everything is energy. And that formula totally transformed the world of science because it proved that everything is energy on every level, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And if you're wondering why it's important for you to grasp that, Let me tell you, it's because when you realize that everything is energy, that you are energy, and that energy vibrates, and that energy can be changed, and energy attracts to itself other forms of energy that are in harmony with it, you can begin to understand that electromagnetic nature of energy is what you're dealing with, and you can change the cells of your body because they're energy, and you can make them much healthier so that they will attract, literally they will attract, you will attract the things that can help you enjoy not just better health, but everything in your life.
Beverly had just referenced Einstein, so I just want to share that both of us had watched an extraordinary documentary on Einstein. There was part one, like this show, there was a part one and a part two. Part one aired about a week or so ago and part two yesterday. Perhaps you folks can find it on demand. They have a whole series on geniuses. But it was so fascinating about Einstein. As much as we know, he's the reference point. What do you think I am, an Einstein? We hear that all the time as the number one world reference when we think of the word genius. So I want to invite you folks to check it out, Genius and the Story of Albert Einstein and all that he went through, since people couldn't believe what he had to say, the world wasn't ready for him. And it does remind me of you, Beverly Nadler. I know you're very humble, but you taught a lot of the things decades ago. I took classes, seminars from you decades ago of things that I never heard of before, nobody heard of, that everyone is talking about today. So much, you were way, way, way ahead of the time. So you are a genius in your own right, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you for that. Well, I can also state that I didn't go through what Einstein went through, but the fact is when I started teaching the things that I teach now and started teaching them years and years ago, people thought I was crazy. You know,
yes.
You have to teach, you know, either nutrition or exercise or stress management or the mind or spirit. You can't teach them all. You cannot do that. And I said, that's ridiculous. There's no way for people to be well unless they understand that they are multidimensional beings and they need to take care of all of these things. So I was, and I wouldn't say maligned like him, but I didn't get my work out because it simply was not popular when I was doing it years and years ago. But thank you for that. I don't think of myself as a genius, but I do know that I was ahead of my time. And you know what? We're still... Some of the things that I talk about and teach on your show are still ahead of what most people think.
Absolutely. And you can think of yourself as a genius. Anyone that can have a relationship with me, no matter what, for decades, has to be a genius.
That's what unconditional love is about, my friend. You know, I guess we do these shows. I was going to say about love. We do them every February. To bring, because that's the love month, and we do. And I refer people to these shows, you know, and especially to last week's show, to get part one of All Healing is Self-Healing. And also, many of the things that we'll be talking about, there are shows that we've done, full shows on each of these things. But I'm going to begin now with sleep. I know that I left you with sleep, but there was something that I didn't get to mention about the importance of sleep. And the fact that it actually cleanses your brain. And that's extremely important because when the brain is tired and the brain gets tired, everything in your body is dependent upon what's happening in your brain. It's the brain that sends messages through your nervous system to all parts of your body. So you don't want your brain to be tired. You don't want it to be clogged up with a lot of the energetic pieces of negativity that may have come to you during the day because, you know, life has both the positive and the negative. And when we sleep, that's the opportunity for your brain to cleanse itself. And I do want to say that one of the things that is constantly when I'm reading things about sleep, reminded of is that we must close the technical devices at least an hour before we go to sleep. Close your phone, close your computer, maybe even more than an hour. Now, they also say the television, but in my experience is I know a lot of people who fall asleep very comfortably in front of their television set. So I don't know that that's the same, because it's all about vibrations. The vibrations coming from the television set people may have adapted to sufficiently that they are able to sleep. But many people
fall asleep.
I just want
to share something about that. I have always gone to sleep with the TV on. But what's very, very important, I make sure it's on a station with the comedies, the classics, because you are getting those subliminal messages. I don't go to sleep with dramas, with heavy-duty stories, movies. I go to sleep either with music or very, very light comedies. And I just want to say my favorites are the oldies, I Love Lucy, The Honeymooners, stuff like that even in my sleep I'm laughing.
Well, that's a very good point. I don't go to sleep with the television on, but I make sure, no matter what else I have watched that evening, the last things that I watch are comedies, usually Seinfeld or Frasier, but it's always a comedy. That's the last thing. And if you have any problem with sleep, folks, please go into our archives and put in the menu, Beverly Sleep, and you will find the programs that directly address sleep. You don't want to take drugs, by the way, because they interfere with your dreaming, which is very important, with what they call REM sleep, which is rapid eye movements, and also they interfere with the ability of your brain to clean itself out because you're giving it more drugs when you're going to sleep. Not a good thing. Sleep is very important. But just as important is during the day to take some time for rest and recuperation. If you're sitting in front of a computer all day, you need to take some time to get up. You need to take some time to rest your eyes. And that's during the day. Recuperation also has to do with doing the things that are pleasing to you, or just maybe if you don't take an actual nap, to just lie down and allow yourself to daydream, but something that repairs your body. We are, especially when we're young, we get into the habit of wanting to go every moment. As we get older, we may think that that's what it has to be, that if I don't do that, there's something wrong with me. I have to keep that pace up, but that's not true. The people, long-lived people, and people are living over 100 now, will tell you, less stress, and I do want to stress, less stress means less worry and more time to recuperate and just allow yourself to be.
Again, very, very important points, and a lot of this you could be thinking, I've heard it, I know this. Yes, that's very possibly true, but how much of this you really put into your life? How much of this do you really think about that I need more R&R, I need more me time? It's often been said if you had a to-do list of 20 things to do and 19 were for other people and one was for you, think about it. Wouldn't you get to most of the others before you got to yourself, especially if you're a mom, a grandmother, or a friend who has a friend in need, and you're looking at that list, you say to yourself, I can wait, let me go deal with my friend, let me help this one out. Think about that, and I bet that it's very applicable to you. When we talk to many, many people, they'll always say on that to-do list, my friends come first, my family comes first, my kids come first. So make that to-do list where you're a priority on your own to-do list.
So true, Joyce, and you brought up another important point that people probably heard a lot of these things before. And the key is, again, how much did you put into your life? And what I have actually made a statement that I wanted to remind myself to say is that a lot of what you hear will be reminders that many things will probably be new, or said it in a different way that maybe this time you'll get it. Keep in mind, folks, that there are more pressures, more stresses upon us in today's modern world with all of the technology and all of the things that are expected of us than we've ever had years before. People were much more into nature, and there are articles coming out like crazy. I get all kinds of magazines that I don't even subscribe to. They come to us because my daughter's a doctor, and these magazine companies assume this is her office, which for part of what she does is her office, and they just keep sending these magazines. But the ones on outdoors and on health and on nature constantly saying the importance of taking time for yourself and being in nature. Now, what do you do if you live in a, you know, strictly urban, you're in the middle of a New York City or some other big urban place? Take some time for yourself and find a park. There is a park everywhere, even if it's a small park. Be around nature. There is a healing energy. It is so healing, in fact, that in Japan, they have I don't know the Japanese word, but they take people on these meditation walks through a forest. And this is one of the things that people go to this particular area in Japan to be able to do this. Well, you can do it on your own, folks. You don't have to go to Japan. Not that that's a bad idea, but just get through and recognize that there is a healing energy to nature if you can get out there in nature. They've even found that looking out on nature, they have people in the hospital rooms, and the windows that look out on trees and grass, the people who are close to those windows heal faster than the people who look out on concrete and cars. So I thought that's quite an amazing thing to realize how important, and it's easy. And also have plants. You can have plants in your home. You can have plants even in urban communities. People will have little pots of plants. This is leading to more health. And it's also for people who love to be around and use this as a way of healing, of a way of relaxation. They check their blood pressure is lower. They have more peace of mind. So we have, when I said simple things, that's a simple thing. Also, of course, very important is your state of mind.
Beverly, would you repeat that one more time? It's simple, but I want to make sure people really get it. So just say that one more time.
We're talking about taking some time to be in nature or look out over nature, and let me add that since is if you can't, for whatever reason, have some photographs of nature, some photographs of gardens, some photographs of beautiful areas, and look at them. Actually spend some time looking at them, because your brain will take it in as if you're actually there.
That's the point that I thought was a good one, because the mind was going, well, I don't live surrounded by nature. I live in the city. I have blaring traffic no matter which way I turn. So I'm glad you said that pictures you can substitute with beautiful pictures, images, things on TV that provide that for you, pictures in magazines. So that was the piece. I just wanted to stress it. There's always a plan B.
Right, and there is a TV show, by the way, called Nature. And I wanted to mention before, when you were talking about Einstein, that his show is, I think it's National Geographic. It's not one of your major shows, so you can check it, you know, on your TV to see.
I think it is National Geographic.
Yeah, which you would not think. You'd say, like, what does that have to do with it? But he brought such changes to human life, and that National Geographic is very much involved in that, of course, that I guess they just felt it was a worthy, it's a 10 series, by the way, and someone told me that it's only about Einstein. I'm not sure of that myself, But that's what I was told yesterday. They said, no, the entire series about him. But if it's not, hey, we'll watch that, and we'll see what other geniuses they tell us about.
I checked already on that. There's a part one and two on him, and then it's other geniuses follow. I looked into that already because I was looking up the name Beverly Nadler, the genius, Peter Marks, the genius. So I did check that out.
Yeah, we're on the show, right? Thank you. Okay. Let's talk about some more things that are wonderful, helpful, and one of them is having a pet. Now, it's unfortunate that there are many communities in which you're not allowed to have pets. The most appreciated pets generally, of course, are cats and dogs. And there are some communities in which you can't have it. It doesn't mean you can't have a pet. I know that it's not exactly the same, but you can have a fish tank full of beautiful fish.
It's not the same.
I understand that, but it's a substitute. Again, plan B. Watching fish, by the way, is something that is very, very soothing, and it's been actually put classified as almost being a form of meditation to just watch the fish. The other thing is birds. I know people who have exotic birds, and they love them. I mean, really, truly, feel very, very close to them, especially the exotic birds that speak a little bit. And they do become your friends, and you put your fingers out, and they sit on your fingers. So we happen to have a cat. I know you had a dog. But there are other ways, and they're so helpful, pets, that they bring them, dogs and cats, into nursing homes. And once the inhabitants who live in the nursing homes pet these animals, they find that they're sharper after that. Their brain, the ones with dementia and Alzheimer's, their brain works better. So, again, something very soothing about having pets around.
Beverly, I totally agree with you. And when I had a little chuckle before, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at the image of walking the fish. It just was a funny image that popped up because I so agree with you. When I sit, for example, in a doctor's office and they have this big fish tank, I love looking at it, the colors, and I find it a great way to meditate. So I totally agree with you. And birds, before I ever had a dog, I had a parakeet, and I used to take these strings from the Venetian blinds. This is going back way back when in my childhood, and I put the bird, the little parakeet, on that string, and I would swing it, and he would do all kinds of acrobats. Whatever pet I had, believe me, they were quite bright. He'd go round and round and circle up and down. He'd put on a whole show on the string from the Venetian blinds. So yes, if your plan A doesn't work for whatever reason, your community won't let you have it, definitely know there is always a plan B. And one of the ways you can find out about a plan B is Google it. Today you can Google just about everything and get an answer. Back to you, Beverly. I thought that was a very good to add to the list. Pets, birds, fish, all of the above, they're soothing and they are healing.
I had no idea that you had a parakeet before you had that delightful dog. Oh, you had the most adorable dog in New York. I remember him. It was a him, right?
I mean, that's because I had the parakeet way before you came into my life, so that's why you didn't know.
Oh, well, since I've been in your life for 200 years, I'm surprised.
This is like in the early school days.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
That's what
no,
I
we
when
didn't
I was very young, and my
major.
Parents wouldn't let me get a dog, so we settled for the parakeet.
Well, you certainly made a good friend out of him. That's adorable. My mother had a parakeet also, and in fact, she absolutely, not that he slept in her bed, but she brought him in at night for her company to have the parakeet with her. Yeah, they're adorable. So let's go on to some other things, and let's talk about human relationships, because friendship is very important, and I know that you talk about that a lot, Joyce. Friends have meant a lot in your life, and it means something to everyone. Now, of course, you want to have friends that you feel good when you're with them. Some people keep friends around because, well, they've been my friend forever, but, you know, we have all these problems. I'm going to tell you that for you, the sake of your own health and well-being, you might want to curtail friendships with people with whom you have nothing in common anymore. Some things you can't change, certain family members perhaps that are not giving you the best vibrations, but there's nothing you can do about it. At that point, what you do is actually go into your own mind and start thinking about the things that you do love so that you can be around the people that are not exactly the best relationships, but they're necessary because there's no way you can change them from your life. But do add to that the friends that you really enjoy, the people that you love speaking to. If you don't see them, speaking to them on the phone, or if you're online with Facebook or however, Instagram, but do have other relationships. Loneliness is a source of extreme unhappiness for people. So you want to have friends and family in your life. And it's also the realization, what you think about, which you're going to go into thoughts next in your mind, actually makes things more powerful. So when you think about your friends and the things that you enjoy with them, that actually brings a very healing vibration. And this is all about vibrational harmony. That's what I'm talking about. Being in harmony with the things that improve your health, and with improving your health also improve your happiness.
And I just want to say that friends have always been the number one thing in my life. From the time I was in public school, my house was always full of my friends. So that is so important, but the key is to make sure they're positive, they're fun, they're upbeat, they're non-judgmental, they accept you for who you are. And I just want to share, it's not a rhyming poem, per se, but it really hits the point home. It's by Joanna Fuchs, and it's designed for one's birthday, but just like I think Christmas, that spirit should be every day, I think the spirit of birthday should be every day. And I want to share this one called Bright Joy on the heels of what you just shared. On your birthday, I'm thinking about how much light and sparkle you freely dispense wherever you go, how your sunny smile lights up any gathering. Every birthday marks another year of your radiating positive, happy energy, contagious happiness that infects all who come in contact with you. May your next birthday find you the same, glowing from within, beaming bright joy on everyone you meet. I feel blessed to know you. So even that was a birthday one per se. That's how I feel about you, Beverly Nadler, and the people that I have very near and dear to me and that I keep very close.
And I thank you, and that was lovely. And I know this being your birthday week, for those who did not join us on Tuesday, Joyce's birthday, I invite you to go back and listen to that show. It'll tell you a lot about the host of Joyce Barry and Friends, and also give you an insight into some of the people in her life. It was a delightful show.
And thank you for that, Beverly, and thank you for participating in that tremendous birthday celebration. Let me just say a quick hello to another one who was at my birthday celebration, our mutual friend, Janice Miller. Hi, Janice Miller.
Well, good morning and continued happy birthday. And today's a very happy unbirthday to everyone, and you know, that isn't really their birthday. And every day, you know, we should be, you know, treating it as a birthday, because every day is a new day, it's a new dawn, it's a new chance to have a wonderful life, and listening to your show makes it that much better.
And
so
I just want to say that an important part of a birthday is a present, and you are the gift, Janice. Beverly, you are the gift. Peter Marks, you are the gift. So just having you guys and the others that were on the show, the Big Ten, that day, it is such a blessing, such a gift. That's why I believe we should celebrate birthdays every day. And to drive that point home, I'm doing a whole birthday show on Monday with the best poems, the best quotes. So whenever your birthday is, you might want to hear that show, and you'll be able to extract all the great quotes and jokes and poems that you could use for your birthday to cheer you up and make you feel happy, and anyone else as well. So happy birthday every day, Janice Miller.
And thank you, excuse me, thank you both Joyce Berry and Beverly Nadler for a wonderful show every Thursday, and Joyce every day. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to hear you, because you do light up our lives. You're one of those kind of people, the friends we're talking about before. You certainly are one of them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And she lights up the world just by waking up 3 hours before she wants to. You can see the flashlight coming from her house, the beam of light that goes around the world, because for her that is a big deal. So it is a big deal for us that you do that for us. Thank you, Janice.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the time we have, some of the other things that you've heard before, perhaps, you listeners, but you need to hear it again to put it into your life. Important things: the attitude, the way in which we think, the emotions that we feel and express, how important they are, how important it is to have faith, to have hope, to have a belief in yourself, to believe that no matter what's going on the outside, and again, we know life has both the positive and the negative, that things will work out for you. To have that form of expectation, to expect to heal when you are taking care of your health, to do the things that we're talking about last week, we're talking about today. We have so many shows on health, on nutrition. Just go into the archives and find them. All of these things will help you to improve your health. And some of those things, again, have to do with your state of mind, a positive mental state, being able to visualize, to see, to image the things that you want in your life, the things that are beautiful in your life, and to use affirmations intelligently. When I say intelligently, I mean to use them because you believe that they are so for you, or they're coming true for you. I want to share with you what a great guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, said about affirmations. He said, affirmations are statements of truth, which when spoken with conviction are a strong vibratory force that destroys negative thoughts, wrongful habits, and harmful mental patterns which cause ill health, anxiety, and fear. Affirmations repeated continually with concentration stimulate and direct the flow of life energy to bring about physical, mental, and spiritual healing.
Wow, that is powerful. And folks, I would say that perhaps the most important thing you can do, because all these things on Beverly's list of the last week part one, this week part two, but I have to say that the number one thing that I put on the list is this poem by Beverly Nadler, in her words, of why you should be listening to this show each day, and I promise you it will give you that positive, uplifting feeling. So why miss any show? And here's, in her own words,
listen
why.
To me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, do partner up with us in having that happen. Please go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. And on the upper left of the homepage, right under my picture, you'll see the word follow. And simply by clicking on that, you will be given a notice of every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any show, because if you can't be with us when we are live at 8 a.m. Janice Miller time, Pacific time, and 11 a.m. Beverly Navarre time, my time, Eastern time, you can hear any show in our archives 24/7. You can download them. You can hear them anytime you want at your convenience. So do become a follower, and you need not miss any of these wonderful shows. Back to you, Beverly.
Yes, I'm in total agreement. Go into the archives, because everything we've talked about today, there is a show that gives you full information on how to bring that into your life. I want to mention a number of other things now. Not that they're not important, but again, they are reminders for you. Self-love. How many people have self-love? We've done shows on that. Listen to yourself talk. And when you hear yourself talk negatively about yourself, like, oh, that's terrible, or I don't like that, or I'm so stupid, or why do I did that, or I don't like the way I look, or I'm too this or too that, listen to that and realize that you need to change the way you talk to yourself. You need to feel self-love, because as we talked about friendship and we talked about doing things for others, we can only give from our own storehouse, and it begins with self-love. Do things that you love. Also, get into creativity. Something wonderful happens when you are viewing or listening to things that are creative, but something even better happens when you're doing it yourself. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to even be good. Just enjoyable. Take out some paints or pastels or watercolors and just paint colors. You don't even have to make a picture unless you enjoy doing that. So sing, not just in the shower, but sing as you go through your day. Turn on music. Dance. I actually read something that of all the creative things, dance is the most valuable. I don't know that that's true, but this person certainly thought so, because what you're doing is you're moving your body, so you're getting some exercise. Usually when you're dancing, it's with music, so there's music going on, and so you've got exercise with the music, and you're doing creativity because you're devising different steps for yourself. So do the creativity is so important. I've seen TV shows on it. One of them was called When I Paint, I Remember Better. And that was about art. And there's so much about music. A friend of mine who is a musician told me about a guitarist that goes into hospitals to play for people who are really terminally ill, and they find that this perks them up and it makes them feel good in spite of their problems. So get involved in some way with creativity. And thinking also that when you're creative and you're doing things that you love, you are giving yourself a form of self-love. And before we talked about TV shows and falling asleep with you, with always with it being a funny show, laughter. Oh, find things to laugh about during the day. Come across jokes. Maybe get some joke books. Talk to you. Find a good joke. Share it with somebody. laughter stimulates your immune system. It actually, when you're laughing, you are moving your thymus gland, which is the main gland involved in your immune system. So laughter is extremely, extremely healthy. We talked about reducing stress. I can't tell you how to do that, but I can tell you that we have several shows on that. Please go into the archives. Make it a point that you go into the archives. Reading, you know, you want to keep your brain sharp? Read. All kinds of books, books that you enjoy because they're fiction, but also learn new things to sharpen your brain, things that interest you, things perhaps that you never had time for before because life was so full with the kids and so many things that you had to take care of. And now take some time, no matter how busy you are, to read and find something new, whether it's a good book or it's in magazines, but something different, because it keeps your mind sharp and focused. And having a healthy brain is very important to having a healthy body.
And folks, if you're up to learning new things, I can suggest right now that you check out BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R. BeverlyNadler.com, our health guru here. It is a wealth of information. You will find out about her book, Vibrational Harmony, one of my favorites. Beverly is a master poet, author, friend, all those things. Definitely check out Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. And Beverly, I know you have other websites. I think is one Vibrational Biz, something like that.
VibrationalHarmony.biz, and there's two books on there. But the website was moved recently. And I don't know. Oh, no, these books come out. Okay, some other things I'm having a problem with, but the books are there. Thank you for that. Yes, one of the books is Reducing Stress, specifically on that, and the other one is Laws of the Body, which also includes some about the mind. But the things we've talked about today and other things are in these books. So, and they're downloads, and they're free, and they're actually books, not just a few pages. They're actual e-books. So, yes, it's vibrationalharmony.biz, all about the business of health.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss it. And I've been a coach for decades, long time, and one of the things I hear a lot from people that I'm advising. I really like what you said. I really appreciate the advice. I will check it out someday. I'll get to Beverly's website someday. I'll get to these things on the list. I know I have to put them into my life someday. And for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Folks, I want to remind you again, do listen to part one, April 27 in our archives, Heal Yourself Part One. I just want to make an important point here because I know I had this question. And I said to Beverly, how could you say all healing is self-healing? I think of everyone that had surgery. I think of everyone that had chemo. I think of everyone that had radiation. They'll say, well, the radiation did it. Well, the surgery did it. The chemo did it. These meds did it. And Beverly so wisely explained that all may be true, but your body still needs to heal itself. Your body is in partnership with those things. Your mind is in partnership with those things. The positive belief, the hope, the faith. So I want to make that point for all of you who are disbelievers and say, I didn't do anything. The doctor did it. Yes, you did. You were his partner.
Very good point, and that brings me to something that I would like to share, written by a doctor, Ronald Glaser. It is the body that is the hero, not science, not antibiotics, not machines or new devices. The task of the physician today is what it has always been, to help the body do what it had learned to do so well on its own during its unending struggle for survival, to heal itself. It is the body, not medicine, that is the hero.
Wow, Beverly, that was very impactful. Because
yep,
that's
that comes,
what you know, I just said.
I was
going to
say that comes from a medical doctor, not just made up by Beverly.
No, we got that. And I'm just saying that people's minds, they don't give themselves the credit that it is a partnership. That
mm-hmm.
And many times you need both the traditional or the alternative or the complementary or some combination, but you must do your part. You must keep the faith and be upbeat and stay away from negativity. Every part of it is sending a message to your body.
Absolutely.
To either be healed or to stay in the misery. You make those choices. Okay,
right,
what message do you want to leave to sum up the show?
Well, I want to conclude with some things that I didn't mention, which are so important, not more important, not less important, but very important, and that is meditation and prayer. We need to do that. That's for our spiritual self. We are basically spiritual beings. The other is that we need to detox, to get rid of the poisons, and that's why we have different food that I talked about. We also need to reduce our drugs. More and more articles are coming out. It's amazing to me to finally see this, where the actual different organizations that are not necessarily have anything to do with nature, but they're saying before you go for drugs, try the natural way. Don't go for the opiates. Reduce them. So the more you do your part, the more that you eat the right foods, get the rest, and all of these things, and listen to our past shows, which explain just how to bring these things into your life, you will be able to reduce your medication, because they are discovering at last how dangerous and debilitating, especially to your mind, dementia and Alzheimer's. If you reduce your drugs, you have a much better chance of not developing those conditions. So I do want to mention something that you said, Joyce, alternative and complementary health care. We did two shows on that just before we did the self-healing shows. And these, again, just like the doctor said, that I just shared his quote, that these will help you. They facilitate and they do it naturally. And there is wonderful places where you can get some of this help, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's acupuncture, acupressure, psychological help, healing touch. All of these things contribute to your body being able to heal itself. And we had two shows on that.
Yes, we did. And Healing Benefits of Complementary was April 6th in our archives, and that was part one. Part two is alternative medicine, the healing benefits of alternative medicine, part two. But I'm going to add a third show on April 20th, the healing power of energy psychology. So those three shows, the show this week, the show last week, those five shows, wow, if you can take the time and reflect on those shows, listen to them, share them, and even more importantly, utilize what you learn from them. And that this is where I have to ask the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Beverly Navla, thank you again for another extraordinary show, another show that will no doubt impact people's lives all over the globe, all over the world. Really terrific information. The last five shows, what a package of health, healing, hope, and faith. What is your message to end the show?
Your poem, dear. That's it. If not now, when? I do want to mention that we have another healing show coming up on essential oils, aromatherapy. Not enough people realize it's not just a pretty smell. These oils are healing, and there's something that you can do for yourself. We will be doing a show on that very, very soon. If you subscribe to Joyce's show, where she can send you a message and let you know exactly when that show is on, because I'm looking forward to it. We're using these oils. Joyce is using them. We're using them, and they are wonderful. But they deserve an entire show all to themselves.
And another thing that deserves time is if you have a poem for today.
Yes, because what I'm talking about is energy and being in vibrational harmony with energy for all aspects of your life. That's the poem that I will share. When people are frustrated by life, I just want to shout, vibrational harmony is what it's all about. What is vibrational harmony, you ask? To explain it is my favorite task. Everything that exists is vibrating energy, and everything has its own specific frequency. Your vibrations radiate from everything you feel, think, say, and do. And by natural law, your energy attracts what comes back to you. You're told if you think positive, you'll be able to live your dreams. Perhaps you have discovered it's not as simple as it seems. It's not enough to have desire, not enough to have motivation. Life is confusing and often traumatic because there's so much conflicting information. You may be aware that your outer life is a reflection of your inner. Do you know you can program your mind so that you feel and act like a winner, regardless of negative outer conditions? Universal and mental laws govern humanity, and positive and negatives will always exist because that's part of the law of polarity. Yet you still can achieve your goals if you're in vibrational harmony, spiritually, mentally, physically, and especially emotionally. The mind's energy is like a radio programmed to broadcast and receive vibrational frequencies that represent what we feel and consciously and subconsciously believe. The vibrations we project search the universe and bring us abundance or lack, joy or strife. Yes, vibrational harmonies determine all the experiences of our life.
And Beverly, yet another poem that's a winner, another show that's a winner, and you, my friend, are a winner always. Folks, I want to end with this special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.